And just realize that what I'm proposing now is a very strange kind of meditation. It's a very simple meditation. It's a very effective meditation, but it's also such a general meditation that it will appear to be meaningless, significant, insignificant, and maybe even worthless, because it's just like a toothbrush. If you just look at it, it doesn't work. And just the same as with hygiene, if you don't apply it, you don't get clean. So in this case, the meditation is very simple. What I'm doing in the following is using a highly specific technique, which I've already discussed in the healing meditation practice recording, but I'm now applying that to the whole body. As a result of which, you will not have a specific focus or target to work with. You will not have a specific capacity to grasp anything specific that will respond and react to you. Your body will, however, recognize that you are actually interacting with it, communicating with it, and your body will give you feedback, though it might be more slow, more subtle than you have experience with, that you actually made contact. So simply follow the ideas and play with them in your own way, at your own time later on. Do them differently, apply them in specific areas. Specifically, learn to apply them when everything is well with you. Because the whole purpose of this meditation, the healing meditation, is that you shift your attention from where you normally have your interests to where your body has its interests. And actually, your body's main interest, self-interest, is being happy, being healthy. And so in the meditation, this makes it so intriguing, your main focus is to feel happy and to feel healthy within your own body, without looking at anything else, without giving attention to anything else. But by focusing simply on the happiness and healthiness of your own body, you will discover that your body starts to feel happy and healthy because you connect to it. Because so often you leave your body alone to sort of sort things out for you, do things for you, like it's an invisible slave and you're a tyrannical master. But where's the love in all of that? Once you restore the loving connection to your body, you get this subtle feeling, oily, humming feeling of everything being oiled and moving smoothly, because the world in which you live is carried by the body in which you live. And the actions that you do, you actually let them be done by your body, so they happen in your body rhythm. So your body is actually able to do things for you and do it in the ways that it can do. And if you want to have some more insight on that, there are books like The Inner Game of Tennis and The Inner Game of Golf, The Inner Game of Archery. Aikido is all based on this. Once you communicate with your body, as the kahuna do with the communication with the umihipili, then your body will understand what you seek and can do it for you. But that works best if you have a mutual understanding. And so this rather brief meditation is basically intended to help you reconnect to your body, to feel happy, to feel healthy, to feel connected, and to basically dissolve into your body. So let's start. And the starting point for meditation is always that you're comfortable, relaxed, in a setting which you trust. And otherwise, we should just assume that you can be trusted to have a good time there. make yourself comfortable, feel comfortable, know that you don't need to do anything at the moment, then focusing on your own happy, healthy experiencing, and that everything else that's happening around you is no longer of interest of you. Remember that you may already have done a meditation where you focused on the environment, then on your body, then on your organs, and then on your cells. So you know that you're at ease and relaxed within yourself. And in this case, simply close your eyes, feel your body, feel the wholeness of your body, and feel your breath, and feel the breathing of your body. But now focus on the feeling of the breathing, and in feeling the breathing, feel how the body is doing the breathing, and let yourself be carried by the rhythm of the breathing of the body. And just follow along with it. Don't lag along behind it, but just follow along with it, be with it, but realize that it is the body doing the breathing. You're just experiencing the rhythm of the breathing of the body. You don't have to change the rhythm, you don't have to change the type of breathing. You simply realize that the body is doing the breathing, and you'll feel that the whole chest and the ribs are part of that breathing. Your shoulders, even the top of your arms, are part of that breathing. Feel how that rhythm of the breathing actually opens you on the inside and then relaxes you on the exhale, inspires you on the inhale, and discharges the charge on the exhale. And all you have to do is just sit and see it happen, and feel it happen, and enjoy the feeling of it happening. While you just simply sit there, your lungs are actually refueling your body and discharging the charge out of your body. But now feel how that breathing opens your lungs, opens your chest, but actually also goes into your neck and into your belly. Just be aware, feel into the way every inhalation, it sort of opens and stretches you out, and every exhalation should or can relax into what's happening. But you're getting this massage from inside, and all you are doing is sitting there and feeling it happen. Simply enjoying that massage that you're getting, and realizing that it's not just in your chest that all of this is taking place, but that your belly also forms part of it. And feel how when you inhale, how the belly, the abdomen, the organs, the whole area around it is part of that oscillation, that vibration, that dance, that rhythm. And realize that you're actually doing nothing. You're just sitting there feeling happily, calm, relaxing, being massaged, being refueled with fresh air, being cleaned out of stale air, getting a massage in your belly organs as the inhalation and the exhalation are taking place. So you're not getting a massage only in your chest, your ribs, your spine, your neck, your arms as a whole. You can even feel how they are part of that, but you can also feel how your organs in your belly are being massaged. They're being kneaded, and as the diaphragm goes down, the organs are squeezed, the blood is pumped into it, and as you exhale, the diaphragm comes up, the organs open up, the blood flows out of it. So in the same way that your air is replaced by fresh air in, stale air out, in the organs in your belly. Likewise, fresh blood goes in, stale blood goes out, and all you have to do is sit and enjoy and feel it. The more often this you do, the more often this you will experience, and the deeper you can go into this. So feel how the rhythm of the breathing and the rhythm of the heart and the rhythm of the organs are all part of that same dance. There's nothing that you have to do about it. There's nothing that you have to specifically be aware of. You can just simply enjoy that you're being massaged from the inside out, and that with your feelings you can actually encompass the whole lung and sort of feel it warm up and feel it refreshen itself and feel it lighten it up, because it is simply allowed to do what it's doing best. And you might actually look for a kind of picture which translates for you that feeling of ease and comfort and happiness and glow, this feeling of smoothness and ease of what's taking place. And imagine a kind of color with it, it'll come automatically, and then see how that fulfills that whole area and gives it a glow, gives it awareness and alertness, attention and intensification of the feeling. And now do the same for the heart and feel how it is part of all of that and how it is already participating in all of that and how it too is doing all of that for you already. But now you're seeing it, you're watching it, you're experiencing it, you can enjoy it. And there too, you can look for that feeling of contentment, ease, being cared for, being nurtured, and also see how that translates into colors. You might even see that there are different kind of colors that you can see, play with, while you experience them specifically, clearly, strongly, and as much as you can feel what's happening. And just let that continue and feel the lungs, feel the heart, feel the organs in your belly, and feel that while you've been doing this, and while the body has been nourishing you and cleaning you, in your belly you can also be aware of a feeling of contentment, that it can simply do its own thing by itself, because there's nothing else that it needs to do. You're simply watching, feeling into it. And if you have a bit of an understanding of your body, you can actually look into the different organs and sort of say hello to them and look at them, feel how they participate in the rhythm and the massage that they're giving you, the feeding and the cleaning that they're providing for you, and in depth enjoy it. And again too, there you can see what colors you associate with that feeling of comfort and being cared for and being nourished and being maintained. And realize that in the same way that your arms are part of what happens in this massage of your chest and your shoulders, and that your hips and your legs are also part of that whole story, and that you can feel that the breath and the heartbeat and the pulsations in your gut continue in your arms and legs. And that up to your toes and up to your fingers, you can feel how this continues, how there's a subtle pulsation which carries you, which relaxes you, which cleans you out, and which maintains you. feel that it happens right at the core of your bones. Every sinew, every connective tissue, every muscle, every organ, all of the skin, all of the sensory organs. The breathing, pulses, everything. This meditation you can also do lying down. Be aware that you don't fall asleep. In lying down, you can then feel how the pulsations in your arms and legs can intensify. And that in that way, you can also, when you're sitting, feel the rhythm of the breathing, the heart and the gut organs continue in the arms and the legs, and at some point even outpace that you suddenly discover that when you connect to the body in this way, that the body really is glad for that and signals back to you with intensifying your experience. And you can actually feel the pulsation go strong, and to your surprise it might actually be as if something starts to burst or bubble up or expand, which is simply because you are focusing in on it, so you're sensing it in a larger manner now. And so in doing that, in feeling that, from the breathing to the heart, to the gut, to the arms and the legs and the fingers and the toes. Now feel what's happening in your head as well, and realize that the head is in a way hovering, being carried by the body, but that it too is part of this vibration. But be aware of the subtleness of the connection between them, and also how strong that subtle connection is. That in the head, in the neck, in the skull, and within the body, the mouth, the body of your head, the mouth, the nose, the ears, the eyes, these pulsations are also there, and you can feel them likewise. Keep the connection to the breathing, because that for now is the rhythm which you can feel go throughout the whole body. Connect it also to the rhythm of the heart and feel how the two go into your whole body. Feel how it connects to your belly, and feel how the three go into your whole body, and feel how your head, being cared for by the body and being part of the circulation of the whole body, can suddenly do its own thing too. As a result of which you'll discover that it can discharge charges, and it has its own kind of vibrations, breathing, heartbeat, digestive rhythms, so that you can feel how the head and the body are actually doing this sing-song of a connected rhythm, all of which has its common basis in the breathing rhythm. And at this level, you can be aware that when you inhale, you're not inhaling, but the body is inhaling. Likewise, it's the body that's exhaling, it's not you exhaling. But you are aware that in inhaling, in a way, your whole body is seemingly becoming larger. And in exhaling, your whole body sort of seemingly can empty out. So that the breathing rhythm is in fact taking place in your whole body. And once you get more experience with this, once you become more aware of that, you'll discover that it's not just your whole body as a whole that's breathing in and out and expanding and contracting, tensing and relaxing, charging, discharging, filling up, emptying out. But that also the aura, the area around your body, is part of that. So that you can feel that when you do nothing but watch your body doing its thing, you can actually sense that the breathing goes from your chest to your belly, to your arms and legs, to your head, to your whole aura, and that it is as if a bath in which you can stay as long as you like. And you can experience this as long as you like. It is important that you don't fall asleep, but that you keep connecting to the body and feel for all these wonderful feelings of how it works and how health and happiness feels inside, and the simplicity of being able to trust how things go by themselves, and the ease and happiness of the elegance and grace of it all. But also the realization that your body and your aura and space within you and space immediately around you are all being cleansed in this way, being nurtured in this way, being prepared in this way, and being ready for you in this way. Take your own time. Spend as much time here as you like. Enjoy as much as you can. Feel into the body. Thank the body. Enjoy the body. Smile with the body. And at some point, realize that you can come back anytime. You can do this as long as you want to do anytime. For now, let's just show how you can also reconnect to the environment, which is simply by being in that bath and letting that bath continue. Let the body do its thing, and then slowly add your sensations to it. Feel that the body is doing its thing, but feel that you're there too. Feel how the body is breathing, and feel how you sense the environment that you're in. And take your time. Let them come together. They're not separate. There's no conflict between them. Your body is doing its thing, and the environment is doing its thing, and you're just there. And then at some point, you'll decide that you might want to continue this exercise some other time. And in fact, you can do that in every stroll that you're doing, every time that you're waiting for something somewhere, every time that the traffic light turns right, you can immediately feel how the body is there. Anytime somebody is busy with their own thing and you're not really involved in that, you feel what your body's doing. And the more time you spend here, the more you can share in the happiness and the health of your body. Enjoy it. Feel well.